You know, last year we had a lot of those damage reports. Did it impact yield at the end of the year? I mean, is it going to be a factor in yield reduction?
Well, and what we saw last year was the exact same scenario that we've seen every year for the last 50 years. You have some instances where there's no effect on soybean yield. You have other instances where there is an impact. And what we saw in 2017 did not increase our predictive ability by 1%. Because you cannot look at a soybean field right now at this time of the growing season that has symptoms of dicamba exposure and make any prediction whatsoever around yield that has any possibility of being accurate. You just simply can't do that. Because effect on yield is dependent upon the dose of the exposure, and you never know the dose of the exposure. You never know how many times a field had been exposed before symptoms develop. It's also going to be dependent largely on the growth stage of the soybean, and certainly what the environmental conditions are for the remainder of the year. So if you want to contrast, let's say 2017, where we saw the symptoms and maybe we didn't see that big of an effect on yield across in general, but what would happen if you had had the same level of injury in 2012 in the drought year? I think the outcome at the end of the year would have been much different.